The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The Wild West.
Joining me now in the studio is West Live producer Kate Ryan. G'day, Kate.
Good morning.
It's all a bit of a letdown after yesterday, like the asteroid impact. Like I said, no. I said it's going to be hard to top it, and it was.
Yeah, it's hard to top, you know.
I watched
space
it again.
Collisions
I watched
going
it again
on.
Last night before I went to bed. It's just amazing. Like it's still such an incredible achievement. And today, unfortunately, it was back down to Earth with our feet very firmly planted on the ground, talking about the GP crisis and thugs in our nightlife precincts. That's real life, though. That's real life.
Real life,
folks.
You know, real life news. Sad. Boring stuff. Well, it's not boring, but, you know, sad stuff.
Yeah, sad stuff.
Not exciting interplanetary things.
And now this is a sad story this week that that broke on Sunday. There was a woman in Melbourne at the show there who'd been hit by a roller coaster, a shocking accident, and we've been trying to learn more about it ever since. What's the latest twist?
Yeah, so there's a few latest going on with that. So this young woman, Shyla Rodden, she still remains in a coma in hospital. She's suffering from a brain injury, broken ribs, broken legs, broken feet, even broken arms. It's really horrible. And it had been revealed by her family that she had only lost her brother a couple of weeks ago, before the accident. So it's just another hurdle, another tragedy for the family. The show, the ride she was struck by has actually since reopened and has been deemed safe for the public, which Shyla's family have basically said they shouldn't be doing that. They're appalled by it, are their words. They're a bit shocked that they're reopening this ride, especially when she's still fighting for life in hospital.
It's just such a sad case, isn't it?
It is. And, investigators have been looking at CCTV and all that kind of stuff, and it is believed that she went to retrieve her phone and then was struck by the...
It's just absolutely horrible. Mm-hmm. And look, before we move on to other things in Wild West, I want to just spend a little bit of time going off script and talk about a penalty that was handed down to that Perth babysitter who was convicted of sexual abuse of children who he was hired to care for. So he advertised his services. This is Jareth Harries Markham, a 24-year-old who was in the Supreme Court on Tuesday. And so as a parent, this is something that really struck home to me because, you know, sometimes you might have to go out to an event, you might have something on, and so you look online for a babysitter and you think that they've got all the right qualifications and you put your trust in that person to look after your children. And then this, I don't even have a word to describe this absolute scumbag, has gained the trust of the parents and the families and then abused the children. And you know it's bad when the prosecutor, Brett Tooker, he actually became emotional when he was reading out the extent of the abuse in court. And this is a seasoned prosecutor who deals with horrible crimes on a daily basis, and he could barely kind of keep hold of his emotion. And so now Harries Markham has been sentenced to 18 years. Years behind bars. Not enough, I reckon.
I don't think so either. This is 12 families have been impacted by it, and the victims were aged between 8 months and 9 years old. These are their babies and their children. And
their childhoods taken away by this monster. 18 years doesn't even come close to the impact that his actions will be felt on these families, on these children. And he's going to serve at least 16 of them behind bars before he has any chance of parole. And lifetime restraining orders were also made so he can't contact the victims. I hope he has an absolute terrible time behind bars because that's what he's inflicted on all these families. Mm-hmm. And now let's move on to lighter things because the Wild West, that's what we normally do. And this is an interesting one. So Rolling Stone magazine has revealed its top 100 TV shows of all time.
Yes,
and
they have.
The top show probably won't come as a surprise.
Yes. If anyone, I don't know, keeps up with their TV shows and what constantly rates as the number one, it is Sopranos.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Some of the other ones might be surprising. And I will say a little disclaimer. The panel that judged this came mostly from American actors and producers and things. So a lot of the shows are American,
very
actually
American
most of
centric.
Them, and only a couple are British, and then that's about it.
And some actors as well, like John Hamm and Carrie Coon and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, yep.
And so let's run through the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know what number one is, but we'll start with number 10 is the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah, that goes back a while. And this is of all time, TV shows of all time.
Yes,
that's a classic.
Of all time,
Mary Tyler Moore.
Number 9 is Atlanta.
Ooh, nice.
I haven't seen that one. Number 8 is Cheers.
Cheers, classic.
Yep. It's Cheers. It's, I don't know, the reruns maybe have ruined it a little bit, you know, when they do with Everybody Loves Raymond and stuff. The reruns just play all the time. Yeah, and you go, oh,
Cheers
God.
Was definitely one of those shows.
Yep. Number 7 is Mad Men.
Yeah, classic.
6, Seinfeld.
Classic.
And now into the top 5. Number 5 is Fleabag.
Fleabag higher than Seinfeld.
Yep. I loved Fleabag.
Fleabag's a great show. Yep.
Seinfeld, I know a lot of people love it, controversially.
You couldn't get into it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just played too much. Yeah. Same thing as Cheers. Number 4 is The Wire.
Classic crime show.
Yep.
It's starring Idris Elba.
Definitely. Number 3, Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that no surprise that's in the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2,
I
can already guess what it is. If you haven't already mentioned in the top 10, I'm guessing it's a long-running animated series where all the people in the show are yellow.
Yes, you are correct. It's The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, wow. Sopranos, The Simpsons and Breaking Bad in the top 3 and The Wire as well. I don't think anyone would argue about that top 4. Fleabag, Seinfeld, bit of conversation to have there.
Yeah.
And now I know what people will be thinking. Some people listening will go, well, hang on a minute, what about Friends?
Yeah.
But I'm just scrolling down.
I'm just
trying
to see.
And I'm just scrolling. It didn't even make it into the top 30.
Wow.
How about that? That's controversial.
So number 100 was What We Do in the Shadows. So I did say there was only British and Americans. So this is a New Zealand. So, you know. And then number 50, we'll just go with the big milestone ones, I suppose. I've got to keep scrolling down. So Russian Doll made into it, which I think
interesting.
That's not number 50, it was 57.
100 shows of all time, Russian Doll.
Yeah. Yep. The Office UK was 53. 52, Barry. Never heard of it.
That's a HBO show about a contract killer who becomes an actor in Los Angeles. Quite funny.
51, X-Files.
Yeah. Nice.
And number 50, which they've just made me scroll down. Oh, number 50, Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's so many great shows. It must be hard to narrow it down. And there's some recency bias when it comes to these sort of lists.
Yeah.
And some kind of shows like Atlanta. Not that Atlanta isn't a great show that's won heaps of awards, but in the top 10 of all time seems a bit recency bias.
Yeah. I feel like it's, you know, when, Game of Thrones made 31.
Yeah. That's controversial in itself, right?
Yeah.
I think it was probably marked down for its final season, the finale in particular. Succession, which a lot of people love at the moment, made it in at number 11.
Wow.
So that's very high. Veep, number 13. Again, the Americans, I don't know about the Americans at number 14. Give me a break. Before Twin Peaks.
Number 20 is 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I just think, you know, when critics judge other shows, you can kind of get a little bit too niche. It's not what the public like. It's what they think is
Watchmen,
a good show.
Watchmen, which I think is a great show, but the 23rd greatest TV show of all time? Give me a break.
Yeah, I think.
The top 3, no argument. The rest of it, very much lots of arguments.
Yeah, leave something to be desired, I suppose.
And now this is something that has more drama than any TV show. Mm-hmm. A live interview that was interrupted in pretty incredible fashion.
Mm-hmm. Let's have a listen.
We're coming unstuck a bit.
Yeah. I think Claire Wheeler has been talking about it. I have no idea what has gone on there.
Are you okay?
I really hope Alicia is okay.
So what the heck did we just listen to?
So this was former Matilda star Alicia Canavas, who was speaking on SEN on Tuesday night, and she was carjacked.
on air.
On air.
That's what the screams were. Yes. The screams were her being carjacked while in the middle of an interview.
Yep, yep. So an alleged attempted carjacking, but still, it's still terrifying, as her blood-curdling screams can attest to. She, like, even the host said, that's probably the scariest moment in my broadcasting career. Imagine being on the other line hearing that. I mean, that was the first time.
They handled it pretty well.
Yeah. And just going, what's going on? Is
oh my gosh. And so how is she here? Was she okay?
She's okay. They didn't end up hijacking her car. She got out of the situation and is okay. But, I mean, just traumatized, I would say.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. That is something that you definitely do not hear every day. I'm glad she's okay. What a fascinating thing to listen to. And it's like, you can imagine, just really, if you have no idea what a carjacking is actually like, I think now we have a little bit of an idea what it must be like. Like, as you say, those blood-curdling screams, gosh.
And being on both ends, like, you know, just having a conversation, then randomly hearing screams and not knowing what to do. Mm. But then also, you know, as we know, when you're talking on air, I mean, even if I've done, you know, radio live crosses and things, you're concentrating. So you're kind of not really paying attention to your surroundings.
Yeah.
And she probably was in her car, you know, trying to not have all the background noise.
And then someone's tried to pull her out of the car. Oh, my gosh. Dearie me, that's amazing. Absolutely amazing audio. Kate Ryan, thanks for joining us in the studio today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk tomorrow.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.